When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny morning show. Creative Energy is our sponsor for this segment. Creative Energy's Freedom to Choose sale. It's on. Score no sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months on hot tubs, saunas, and swim spas. It ends July 15th, middle of next week. CreativeEnergy.com. I love my hot tub. Every time I do this ad, I'm just like picture slipping down into it. Oh, God, it feels so good. Mm. And I highly recommend the salt water. It's just another way that you can do the chlorine-based one or do the salt water-based one. And the salt water, my skin has never been better than it. It's kind of, and it's immediate. Like within the first week, I was just like, I cannot believe how great and how soft my skin feels.
Oh, I thought the salt water was a joke.
No.
I thought that was what John was adding to the water. That's not what's happening there.
Oh, you're hilarious.
I'm not the one that made that joke.
It wasn't a joke. It's an actual salt water system. You can choose. You can decide how you want to have your tub be handled.
Oh.
Because the water needs to be handled.
Well, that's smart. So you've got it already salted. I see.
Yeah, we pre-salted. Well, you know me. I like salt. So, and soft skin. The end. It's now time for us to do the word so that you can win some Lady Gaga tickets. This is your last chance for Lady Gaga. The word is save, S-A-V-E. Take the word save and text it to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win your last chance pair of tickets to Lady Gaga July 22nd at the Chase Center. It's right around the corner. Text the word save to the contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win a Lady Gaga merch pack as well. That includes her entire album catalog on vinyl, courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capital Records. This hour's code word is SAVE. I want to talk about Bob's movie club briefly.
Great.
Bob is a little, she seems a little nervous. She's a little, they've been tossing around some ideas in the other room there.
Well, somebody's been crapping on every movie I pick.
Who has?
Who?
Oh, you mean the texters?
No, I mean you.
Ah! Oh, I guess I have. Well, wait a minute. How many movies have we done?
Two.
Three?
No, we did Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
And
Pacific Once Heights, Upon a Time in
and
Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
So once, we're all fine with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I loved Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, that was great.
Pacific Heights wasn't terrible. She hated it a lot more than
that was
I did.
Awful. I was like, I think I've seen that movie twice. Like, I was happy to watch it again. And then I went, oh my God. I don't know why I ever liked this movie.
Yeah, you just framed me. I'm not the one. I thought Pacific Heights was fine. I didn't love it. I thought it was, you know, weird.
Yeah, but you did start crying when you said Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, though, I have to admit, I was trying to get to my grave at whatever age I would be when that happens without seeing that. And yet, I watched it for you.
So my point is we need to pick a banger.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so where are you guys
when you
at
say
with
a
it?
Banger, well, we were talking about like some of the old superhero movies, maybe like a time travel movie, Back to the Future or something. But then we were also thinking rom-coms, like, you know, those are definitely like bread and butter. Like I just like everybody loves a rom-com. Right, Vim?
Is there a rom-com called bread and butter or is that a term you just used?
It is a term I just used. But okay. That's like, to me, those are like all the other stuff is like sprinkles on bread or, you know. Just like a piece of cheese.
Like
on the
a
bread.
Dutch crunch? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
No, listen, here's what I will say from my seat and I'm saying this in all honesty, pick any movie you want. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I got your back. Let's go. What do you want
to do?
We're
going to pick by tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to announce tomorrow.
All right. So we'll talk more. And if I get to it, I actually have a list of the top, I think it's the top 10 rom-coms from the last 25 years.
So we'll
inspiration there.
I think you should just choose without consulting any of us. I think you should just pick, and that's the project for the week.
Okay.
In my opinion.
That's fair. It is Bob's movie.
To me, it seems like you should pick what you're interested in or what you think would be funny or fun or
could
whatever.
Could even be one that you just really like, that you're like, I want them to all watch that. Okay. We'll see if we get to that other thing. In the meantime, I wanted to do a couple things. I started laughing when I saw this. It's wrong. Wherever you find love is fine.
Love is love, Sarah.
Love is love. But do you have to be in love with a weird hypnotist guy who goes around giving talks about stuff like this? He obviously hypnotized her and made her fall in love. Our girl, Jen Aniston.
Is in love with who?
A hypnotist. It doesn't even matter. Yeah, no. I'm not leaving. And by the way, they were just seen in Big Sur, like, I don't know, maybe a month ago.
Who is this man?
His name is Jim Curtis. He's not a bad looking guy in a, I don't know, 55-year-old. I don't know. I get creep vibes looking at him, but here's a picture of him. He's a white dude. He's got like a beard and a mustache. Handsome. I'm not saying he's not good looking, but just even the way he's looking at the camera, he's like, hey, let me hypnotize you and do terrible things.
Is that truly his? I mean, are you just goofing or is that really his, how he calls himself?
He looks to me like that professor who's hanging on to his former, you know, his youthful good looks. He's got streaks of gray in his hair and he's, you know, I think maybe you should come to my office after class for a little bit of extra instruction. Like, I don't know. I get creep vibes. But, Jennifer is very smart and she knows how to pick them. She's had some good ones.
No, she's been divorced a couple times. So she clearly doesn't. But I will give her credit. It sounds like she's not trying the actor route again.
Yeah.
Which clearly didn't work for her.
Or he hypnotized her and she's...
Either way.
She's being held against her will. Get out, Jen.
I don't know about this stuff, but I've heard from people who are around actors and talk to actors. It's Scott Capurro. And he was the one who said that, you know, a lot of times these people who get together are competitive or there ends up being one person's careers going great and the others. And I read just on my own that one of the major problems in the Katy Perry divorce was that she was having trouble dealing with the less than stellar reception to her album, her tour, her moonwalk.
Right.
Or whatever you call what she did.
Sort of space travel.
Right. And that was played a major role in the final, like, last straw of this relationship is she's just unhappy with the way things are in her life.
It feels to me like if you've got a good partnership, like that's where you'd turn for support during those things. Like,
but sometimes
it's funny to think you'd just blow it all up.
You and John got together before you ever were making it in this business. And so he's been with you all the way up and he's probably talked to you a million times about the inner workings of all this stuff. And probably he's even interested in it to some extent.
No, he definitely is.
So I can understand how that works for you two. But if you meet someone after your career is going, it's
They've
hard
to... They've
got
a career going as well.
It's hard to lean on them in those scenarios. You just don't. I don't think.
That's
or
sad.
If you try and they're incapable of being sympathetic because, you know...
Like, don't worry, baby. I'm making all kinds of money.
I don't know.
It's fine. We're rich. Let's go steal more houses from nuns and old veterans.
Mm.
I know how you
but
love
you know
that.
What? The story I read was saying his career isn't going well either. While he made a ton of bank in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah. And Pirates of the Caribbean.
But he hasn't done anything since. And he's a guy who wants to work. Mm. He's just not getting the roles. And there's a new role in the new Lord of the Rings that he might get to be in, which, you know, I guess that's I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, he hasn't gotten any leading man roles in years.
I know. When is the last time I saw him?
I don't know, but that's the story I read is part of the breakup is
he's not the heartthrob that he once was.
Neither of their careers are going well, and it's bugging both of them.
Oh, boy. Well, he's out there being a playboy now, so that's good.
I mean, I would say to, if I were their counselor, I'd be like, you guys, cut it out.
You both suck. Stick it out.
You have enough money. Like, live the best life you can possibly live.
But it's so boring. We like being famous.
Well, all right, then. Then go do that.
Jen Aniston and her hypnotist, the guy who tricked her into dating him, were, let's see, they're in Spain now, I believe. But they were at the Ventana in Big Sur. It's a big luxury hotel in Big Sur.
Okay.
I guess someone was there spying on them and then, you know, took some pictures and called around and sold their story. I have a story to tell you about Jen Aniston and this hypnotist guy. He almost got me. He was staring me down in the hallway, but I broke the contact and I didn't get hypnotized by him. So I can tell you the story. I guess she was cuddling at the restaurant with him. This was back in June. Now I think they're in Mallorca.
I think
Oh, and by the way, she's in Mallorca with Jason Bateman and his wife.
Oh, their couple vacation.
Yeah, it's like a couple vacation, which is kind of funny because, like, I guess she's kept this on the down low, but now that there's pictures and rumored sightings and confirmed sightings, people are saying that, you know, this guy has hypnotized her. Oh, no, yes, right. They're saying that they're a couple. Well, and that there's no funny business at all. He didn't trick her.
I think she's still smoking hot.
Oh, yeah, she is.
I hear people mention her surgeries, and I look at her and think, I don't even see it. But okay. She doesn't have the victim face, in my opinion. You do?
I definitely see the stuff she's had done.
Okay.
Like, I think it's really obvious. But I agree that she doesn't have the gigantic blown up lips. I mean, that's honestly, I think that's half the problem is that when you get the lips done, now you got to get the other stuff done. Although, actually, I'm looking at this one picture and her lips do look pretty bee stung.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. I think she's holding off on it, it looks like.
When you did the Denise Richards story and I pulled her pictures up, I was like, just full clown face, like the crease because of the lips and the.
Yeah.
Woof.
I know. It does get really carried. They get carried away with the stuff and it's not a great look. It's clear that she's had stuff done. And I mean, she started her whole career with a nose job. It looks like she does little bits of maintenance. She still looks really good. John can't even watch. He's like, I just can't watch her mouth moving. He's like really, really notices what she's done to herself. She's, you know what though?
She looks honestly better now than she did.
Well, because she fixed her nose.
No, like, well, is that the before? Is that the old nose?
Yeah, that's her. And she's a teenager in that picture.
Oh.
So, and we're looking at pictures of Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer's gorgeous and she always has been.
Yeah, I think she looks awesome.
I think so too. But she, so what? She's a woman who's working in Hollywood, avoided the blown up lips and is still, you know, I always think about Meg Ryan. Like Meg went way overboard and she was like an early adopter. And I really thought, oh, well, people won't go there. People never do that because thank you, Meg Ryan, for showing us how horribly awry it can go. She's looking a lot better these days. She did some movie with, I think, God, I want to say it was like Harrison Ford where they're stuck in an airport together or something like that.
Recently?
Yeah.
Pretty no. Recently.
Like they are.
Are you talking about the mayonnaise commercial?
No, I'm talking about some movie she played like an estranged parent. It doesn't matter. Someone will text us. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
No, that's the only one. That's weird. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston has been hypnotized and forced into a relationship with a guy named Jim Curtis. Next up, HBO's rebrand happens. It looks like today they're going to flip the switch or have already. It's HBO Max again. Forget Max, which everyone was like, what's that?
You did it.
Yeah, I fixed everything. You're welcome, guys. The bad news in streaming subscriptions is I guess the FTC is the Federal Trade Commission. They they were trying to get a click to cancel rule because of how difficult it is to cancel a streaming service. And some judge said, no, you can't have that. There are now no, they say here, businesses would have had to make it as easy to cancel as it is to sign up. And an appeals court just struck it down. Some judge said, no. I don't know why they would. Aren't they subscribed to 15 things they don't want to be subscribed to anymore?
A judge said, I don't want you to make it too easy to quit.
Yep. A federal appeals court on Tuesday struck down the FTC's click to cancel rule, which would have required companies to provide users with simple cancellation mechanisms to immediately halt all recurring charges and get their consent to convert auto renewals and free trials into paid enrollments, which is what we all want. And that judge said, no. Let me see if I see a reason here. Nope. No reason. In a statement, Netflix said, members can cancel their membership at any time, but then they didn't tell you how to do it. And that was the thing. It's just, I honestly read it and went, of course they said no.
I don't know.
Streaming and those monthly fees are big business.
We have a lot of those at the house, but the thing that I could not quit for the life of me was Sirius Radio. And it became my goal in life was to get untethered from this deal that they kept sending me to the Philippines on the phone, and then they kept hanging up on me, which is a move I'm aware of. I've used it myself, where you go, hold, please, click. Great. Now I got to start this whole thing over in order to get through to somebody who will end this account. It took forever, but I would never go back.
Can I ask, is there a way to stop this through the credit card that you're using? Like, it just occurred to me that...
It's really hard to do that.
Why?
I've had some recurring charges, and the credit card companies told me you have to talk to the vendor. So you have to go through them to get it to not charge.
I actually just did this yesterday on my Capital One. I was looking at my finances and all of my subscriptions, and one that I haven't been using is SoundCloud. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if, you know, probably not, but I wonder if I could cancel it through my Capital One app. And I couldn't cancel it, but I could block charges.
Oh.
So I just clicked block charges. So now I'll be getting like a lot of annoying emails from SoundCloud about why my payment's not going through, but at least I won't be getting charged.
I wonder if that can affect your credit.
No. Because it's not being charged on my credit card. So how would it affect my credit?
That they would file a report. Although it's
that
not
I'm
like
not
they would
paying
have,
them?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe those things go to collections or something.
No, there's no way to be collected.
There should really be an easy way. And it's I was steaming when I was reading this thing where someone came up with a rule. The Federal Trade Commission came up with a rule, the click to cancel rule. And some judge said, no, I don't like it.
You know how we have Scott Budman? We need a resident lawyer.
Oh, we do.
Mm.
Yeah.
We have the almost lawyer.
Yeah, we do have an almost lawyer.
Yeah, he checks him once in a while.
Mm, that's probably not good enough.
You know? No, I like him. He's pretty good.
All right.
Well, 415 says, lawyer.
Fairly good.
Vin, get your eyes checked. Jen Aniston's face is horrible in the morning show. She can barely talk, and her face is super plumped.
Mm. That's a little harsh. I think she's looking pretty good, considering that it's really obvious she's had a bunch of stuff done.
That's a hater.
This might be a spoiler, so I'll work around it a little. 510 says, Orlando is in the new Jurassic movie.
Is he?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's what I'm saying. I if that's the case, then he has done something legit and
unless
huge
he's like, you know,
recently.
The ice cream vendor at the park.
Oh.
You know. I mean, I'm sure he still works, but I never see him.
Well, look,
anything.
And someone wrote in and said, you're crazy. But listen, I'm telling you the article I read. I don't know. I mean, celebrity trash. I normally just go straight to Sarah for this stuff. I meandered online for a second and I maybe fell into a, you know, a BS hole.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't see him in the movie. I see Rupert Friend, who kind of looks like him.
Oh. All right. Let's do this Gary Coleman polygraph thing.
Yes. Oh.
So there is, now Bob had told us, I don't know, a couple weeks ago that there's this big lie detector trend. Like I don't know. People are taking them and posting it up on what, TikTok or on Instagram or something?
Yeah, when you're promoting something, they'll attach you to a lie detector and, you know, like a room that looks like an interrogation room.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll ask you funny things about your celebrity friends.
Oh, that's kind of cute. So now there's going to be this new show. It's on A&E. It's premiering this week. It's called Lie Detector, Truth or Deception. This is a, I feel like I've seen this guy too, George Olivo. And I didn't recognize him from his name, but when I watched the clip, I was like, oh, that guy looks familiar. Like maybe he used to be on Stern Show. Remember he would do Lie Detector sometimes? So this guy has a new show. It's called Lie Detector, Truth or Deception. He's a former FBI agent and he gives people polygraph tests.
Mm.
So the first episode puts Gary Coleman's ex-wife, Shannon Price, on the hot seat and asks her questions about the fall that led to Gary's death in 2010. Now, when I see the words ex-wife here and not widow, I think, were they already estranged? Did she stand to gain something by his death? Like, I don't know if they had divorced or whatever. They're calling her the ex-wife, not the widow. So she didn't do well on this polygraph test.
So there's a drumbeat out there somewhere that she may be responsible for the fall? Why would she even submit to this? Or why would she have been put in
Maybe she
in
wants
position?
To be famous. Or maybe they offered to pay her or something. But anyway, they hook her up to this thing. And he asks her direct questions. And he basically said... "Well,
here's the clip.
Yeah, go ahead and roll it.
I asked you the following relevant questions on this test. Did you physically cause Gary's fall?
Mm-hmm.
You answered no.
Right.
I also asked you, did you physically cause Gary to fall that day? And you answered no. And the results are, you failed that exam with deception indicated to those relevant questions.
Mm.
Let me say that again. You failed the exam regarding Gary's fall. What are your thoughts?
That's false.
Doesn't she sound guilty?
Yeah.
That's false. Even as she's like agreeing with all the things, he's like, so did you, that... It says you lied. Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason, though, that those things aren't admissible in court.
Right.
Because they're not always accurate.
You can have a heart rate spike for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even just thinking about having seen him fall as he's bringing back all these memories.
People have anxiety now about all kinds of things. So certainly getting hooked up to a lie detector could give you that.
She was asked, this FBI agent asked her if she ever struck Gary during their relationship. She said no, and they said that the polygraph result was inconclusive.
Yikes.
He asked if she intentionally decided to withhold help when Gary fell. She said no, and once again, the result was inconclusive. But the no's that she gave to did you push him, were you there, the no's or whatever questions he asked, she failed with deception. She does not agree. She says, we were extremely disappointed with the overall experience of both the polygraph testing and dealing with A&E. That's the network.
Mm.
From the beginning, it was apparent they cared more about ratings than finding the truth.
Duh.
And she, by the way, they did
you
divorce.
You went on the show.
They did divorce. So this,
oh, they did?
Yeah.
How long before he died in 2010? Does it say?
2008 is when they divorced.
Oh, so, but
they were only together
like
for a year-long marriage.
And she was still somehow in his life. You know, I forget all the details. That was so long ago. The details.
Has his health like deteriorated badly there at the end?
Yes. He had some kind of a disease his whole life. And then he was really not doing well at the very end there. But I feel like he's a guy. And by the way, if you don't know who Gary Coleman is, he's Arnold.
What you talk about, Willis?
That's his quote from Different Strokes, which was one of those, I don't know, was that an 80s sitcom?
Yes.
Did you know who he was?
Yes.
How did you know?
I think just in the zeitgeist, you know, people would talk about him.
Yeah. Well, in 2010, were you 15?
Yeah.
It's weird that it would come up. It seems like after I'm actually surprised that you actually know about him.
I'm seeing here that they got divorced in 2008, but they were still living together up until the time that he
fell.
I wonder if she was some kind of caregiver. Like maybe she took a salary to stay there and help him because apparently, and if he fell down the if she didn't push him down the stairs and he fell down by himself, maybe, you know, he was unstable and needed help to get around. And,
right.
He had his big problem was kidneys. His kidneys were no good. That's why he was stunted growth.
Mm.
He had two kidney transplants.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. I am out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The new Barbie and more after these.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Yikes.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. We've got video reels up there and all kinds of pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our full show podcast. Yeah. I've heard from people who say they'll catch the time they're in the car, but then they go back later and get the rest of the show.
Like on the ride home?
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that a lot, too.
And we do 4 hours.
Our full show podcast. Listen to our full show podcast on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sweet.
I wanted to do a couple texts so they're close to the story we were actually talking about. Meg Ryan movie is called What Happens Later with David Duchovny.
Oh, yeah, that is it.
415 says, Vin, get your eyes checked. Jennifer Aniston's face is horrible in the morning show. Did I already read that one?
No, you read it to me.
She can barely talk and her face is super plumped. Okay. I don't see it, but you know.
It's funny. Sometimes I think it's really noticeable, but then often somebody else will be like, no. Done.
Now, this one I agree with. 707 says Courtney Cox went overboard too. Such a shame. She was so beautiful. She's one I could tell.
Yep.
And then this is about the credit cards thing.
Oh, canceling a monthly recurring payment on a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. I manage cards department at a financial institution. We receive a lot of requests for help canceling subscriptions. If you cancel the card, the recurring charge can follow. If you close a card as fraud and order a new card, subscription and recurring charges will not follow. Oh. Our credit union just contracted a subscription manager to help members with subscriptions. Check with your financial institution to see if they offer this.
I wonder if you could call a credit card and just say, I have all these things. I can't figure out how to get off of them. I want to cancel this card and just open a new account. Give me a whole new number and a whole new setup.
It sounds like a lot of people are trying that and it's not their job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
But if it would automatically cancel from that number, that'd be, I really am like astounded that they tried to push through a click to close, or I don't even know what the name of the bill was anymore. They tried to push that through. It just seems like something everyone would want, including whatever judge was sitting on there. Like, yes, it should be easier to get off of what it named the streaming service.
925 says Chase will not block any charges that were put on auto pay. I have a cousin using my card. I canceled that number and the charges are still coming through.
Oh my God.
So there's that. And then there was one other one that I wanted to do. Oh, I saw the Dino movie last night. Orlando is not in that movie.
Yeah, you had a few that said that.
And then I looked it up and he's definitely not getting credit. So if he's in there, it's an uncredited role.
Guy who walks by in the background.
Jennifer looks great. And if anyone disputes that, they're just jealous.
Oh, I'm jealous. She's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know that she's someone that I, you know, would fantasize about or anything, but I still think she looks pretty damn good for, mm-hmm. especially when you take in a, we were just talking about people at 50 now look a lot better.
50 looks a lot different than it did back in Angela Lansbury's day. I think is what we decided. Salma Hayek rocking her 50s.
Killing it. Angela Lansbury looked 50.
Or what we all think of as 50.
Yeah, I mean, at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a fast fact. William Moulton Marston created the polygraph and Wonder Woman and was in a polyamorous relationship.
What fun.
There's a busy
what a
fun
dude. Guy.
Polyamorous is just you get to be with as many people as you want, right?
I don't know if it's like a loosely, like an open marriage. I think it's more like there's three people in it and there's
one relationship.
Yeah, in one relationship. You could be five people and they all just love each other so much. They're polyamorous.
No, that's polygamy.
No, I think that's...
No, polygamy is having multiple
one
wives.
One dude married to multiple wives.
Polyamory is not necessarily everyone's in a relationship together. It could be like,
I just love
you,
other
you're
people.
You're also dating Vinny and you're married to John.
Isn't that just play in the field? Oh, I'm married to John though in that. Okay, hold on. Polyamory.
You don't have to be married to be polyamorous.
Definition. But. Hold on.
I can't keep up with all
the
this.
The texters
stuff.
Will practice, let us know, that's for sure.
Here it is. The practice of engaging in multiple romantic and typically sexual relationships with the consent of all the people involved. Polyamory. You don't have to be in a relationship altogether. You're just banging a lot of people.
And that's...
Polyamory.
Can you explain that to me, though? Like, do you want a polyamory? Are you into it?
I'm not.
Is there a desire for that?
No. Is there a desire for that from you?
I don't know. I mean, do you think that these are people who find themselves saying, this person won't fulfill that part of my desires, so this other person picks up the slack and there's somehow a circle going where everyone somehow...
He stops by the different house on the circle.
I don't know. Believe me, I really like just having a simple partner and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Sounds like trouble to me.
Yeah. Yep.
But okay.
Well, I mean, because humans, we're jealous and needy.
Travel and Leisure put out its annual list of the top U.S. cities to visit. And for the first time since 2012, Charleston, South Carolina is not number one.
Oh.
What a lame list if that's number one.
That's a great city, though. I went there one time.
And?
And the beach is incredible. And we had a wonderful time there.
And you never left.
No, we left.
Oh.
Went on right on home.
And you've been looking for property there ever since.
No, but my ex-cousin-in-law, Tucker's ex-wife, she bought a place there.
Tucker's divorced?
Yeah.
Is he remarried or?
No, he's been divorced a while.
But he's playing the field?
I guess so. Maybe he's polyamorous.
But you'll know in a couple weeks because you're going to see him very soon.
I am going to see him in 2 weeks. Yeah.
I wonder if he'll bring a date.
Or hit on me. I mean, we have such history.
Well, you do have history. Yeah. That's true. For those of you who think she's kidding, she's not.
She is.
They've been together.
No, they haven't.
You made out.
No, we didn't.
I didn't misremember that story.
Yeah,
you
we
said
know.
You made out.
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere there's audio of you saying, okay, me and Tucker made out.
Well, prove it.
I can't. The audio's gone. And I don't know where it went.
Poof.
Charleston, South Carolina held the top spot in Travel and Leisure's Best Cities to Visit in America list for 12 years straight. Now, the new best city is Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Really? People do love Santa Fe. You hear people raving about it. Isn't Jane a Santa Fe girl?
The Mistress of Alameda is, I believe, somehow loosely tied to New Mexico.
And
I don't know specifically
family.
Santa Fe, though.
Yeah, let me ask her. Oh, they're out of town this week, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they're traveling, they being the management.
Right. The top U.S. cities to visit in 2025 include Santa Fe, New Orleans, Charleston. Whoa, what a fall.
Oh, dropped down two whole places.
Savannah, Georgia, Alexandria, Virginia, Honolulu, Greenville, South Carolina, New York City, Asheville, North Carolina, and Chicago, Illinois.
I used to live in Alexandria.
But. Did you? Alexandria, Virginia.
In Bad Virginia. Bad Virginia.
You lived in Bad Virginia for a while?
I worked at a radio station in D.C., so I lived in Alexandria, which is right, you know, they're all there.
It's a mess right there, all the different places.
Yeah, but downtown Alexandria is gorgeous, neat little town.
It's interesting as a Californian having moved to Philly, and that's the first time I lived outside the state, that you cross state lines a lot in other places.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't at all here.
Mm.
But yeah, I took a wrong turn and I was in New Jersey.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get off the bridge. Couldn't U-turn. Couldn't. Took forever.
Yeah.
I'll be in 6 states on vacation, just taking one road trip.
Oh, this coming at the end of the month?
Yeah.
Oh. Which ones?
I'll be Baltimore, Virginia, West Virginia,
Baltimore is a town.
Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and then New York City. So New York State.
6. Woo! Damn. You're a jet setter. Within 100 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably more like 400 miles. But how far is it from New York to D.C.? Isn't it like an 8-hour drive?
No.
How long?
Like 6 hours, I think.
Oh, all right.
I think that's what it used to take. Yeah.
And this is for vacation, but will you be doing like post-birthday celebrations as well? Like, I know it's your birthday is tomorrow.
My best friend is turning 50, one of my best friends, and he's turning 50. He lives in New York City, so I'm going to go to his birthday party.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
A guy in Key West, Florida celebrated his 57th birthday by smoking meth, stealing a trolley, and driving around town picking up tourists.
I've still got it, babe.
You just laid out my plans for tomorrow.
I'm sorry. He drove around in a trolley picking up tourists?
There's a famous trolley in Key West called Conch Tour Train.
That's a shell.
I understand. Conch Tour Train. It's just a weird wording for the Conch Tour Train. Conch Tour Train. Anyway, it looks like an old-timey train that does 60-minute tours, and it's been operating since 1958.
Oh.
Jonathan showed up at the station at 11:30 a.m. on Friday, which was also the 4th of July. He left his Kia out back with the engine running and rock music blasting on the radio. He told an employee he used to work there and asked if he could take a look at one of the trains. It's not clear if he ever did work there or not. Then he hopped in one of the trolleys and took off, leaving the employee confused. They thought, he must have permission to take that. He didn't.
Yeah.
Cops eventually found him on the other side of town at the famous southernmost Point Bowie. And let's see
here. He was given a tour.
Yeah. He'd driven at least a mile and picked up several passengers.
How long does meth last?
I don't know. Days. I've never done meth.
No, I have done meth.
I haven't.
Oh my God.
I haven't smoked it. No, I did a little teeny amount and it was like breathing fire. It's like taking a Bic lighter and going right up your nose.
And then how much longer after that did you have
I'd
to
been
do
drinking.
More?
So this is many, many years ago. This is in my like early 20, like 20. I was probably 19 or 20, but I did it and it absolutely woke me up, and I was now able to drink a lot more.
Oh, how great.
Which is just what I needed.
Yeah.
As you know, it went well for me. So I can't say I haven't done that, but
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But is it something like you constantly have to like re-up on that? Or
I don't think so.
You hit it in the morning?
It lasts quite a while.
Yeah.
And then you just have it all day?
That's why I tried it and I didn't like it because I was like, I just want it. Just, you know, I need an end point.
You need an end point?
Yeah, and you like that other stuff.
Words I never thought I'd hear you say.
The other stuff you smell and that stuff doesn't last at all.
Well, no, you get to a point where you're done. You can't do any more of that.
After a few days, obviously.
Well, obviously.
What's the longest you've gone?
A few days.
2 full days.
Oh, easily.
Round the clock.
Yes.
Round the clock.
Yeah, there's...
And then the down is just brutal, right?
Oh, yeah. It's
oh,
terrible.
My gosh. Anyway, when
years ago, when I was a child. I mean,
a child.
I wasn't.
When they told him he was being arrested, he said, "It's my birthday, and I just borrowed the trolley. Take it easy." They say he was speaking fast and sweating, and it was clear he was on something. They searched him. And hey, listen, this is in Florida. It's hot there.
Yes, yes, it is. So what are you sweaty?
It's his birthday.
Florida.
They searched him at intake and found a pipe in his pocket. He claimed it was for weed, but it was a meth pipe. And so he's facing charges for burglary, grand theft auto, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Mm.
Sounds like he'd smelled or smoked all the stuffs.
Sounds like a fun day, though. Like, hey, I think our tour guide is tweaking. This is fun.
Want a ride? Take a ride? Come on.
Let's
go take a ride.
Okay, I'll take it down. This is the most southern point.
This is the story I meant to do already and didn't, so let me go here. Barbie launches its first new doll with type 1 diabetes.
Oh, really?
You know, one of the things you from people is representation is important.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question that diabetes is a real problem if it like I know a neighbor has it. A neighbor boy has it. The parents monitor that child who's growing fast, as mm-hmm. they all do, all night. Because if there's any kind of drop in blood sugar, they've got to do something. And I don't know all the details because Christina's gotten them and sort of fed them to me. And I was like, oh, that sounds terrible.
What's type 1 specifically? Is that like a childhood?
It's the one. Well, in this case, they say this doll has one of those glucose monitors on her.
Oh.
Like they stick it to you.
Okay.
So I think that's the one where they've got to monitor it round the clock to make sure there's not extreme dips. So Barbie's aiming to expand on inclusivity with the launch of its first doll with type 1 diabetes. So
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, how could you argue against it? It's not hurting anybody. And if some kid out there has this, they'll be like, it's just like me. I love it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
I think it's really nice. Is that Mattel who makes Barbie? Good job, Mattel.
Yes.
Yeah. You like it?
I do. I think it's great. Why not?
Would you like a Barbie that peed itself while on flag? What are you? What were you on?
I'd like a lady DJ Barbie with her little headphones and a microphone. And dressed it like a slob in a big oversized sweatshirt and a pair of jeans. That's the Barbie for me.
All right. I understand I was taking a low blow. But what is the name of that group that you were in?
Color Guard.
Sorry. I've never heard of that.
People don't often talk about
you.
It. They're just Color the people Guard. Who are standing there with the flags doing all the whoop-de-doos while the band is playing on the field.
Oh, my God, Sarah.
What?
I was in Color Guard also.
You were? Well,
for 1 year, I was so humiliated I had to quit.
Why were you humiliated? Like, isn't
did you pee yourself on the field in front of 30,000 people?
Did.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah. On a cold night, the steam was rising around her.
Our color guard girls were kind of like the nerds.
A little bit. Like, we were even all band nerds.
Even the band people were like, they're
yes,
nerds.
Exactly. Yes.
The band geeks?
Yeah.
The band geeks thought that the color guard girls were weird. And not only were they weird, they were mean. Like, they weren't very welcoming to me when I was a freshman. But
maybe
I found that
as
well. And also, I was completely ostracized once the pee incident happened.
Oh, yeah.
How did that happen?
It's a long story.
We've got time.
She went all day.
We don't. Oh, my God.
And needed to go, but couldn't. And then kept trying to, find a moment and couldn't. All day.
And it was cold.
And so when it was finally time to get out on the field and wave flags, is there a baton involved?
This is
what happens?
At the end of this, it was Jesus. We take a bus 2 hours to this place. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. We get on the bus. And even at that point, I was like, I kind of have to pee. And then all through the day, we had to do our performance. We were doing drills before it. I got in the line. At one point, I'm like, okay, there's a half hour here. I got in the line. There were 400 girls in the line. So I'm sitting there waiting. And then they call our band. So I got to book it over to get and I was carrying the American flag. So I was standing right in the front. It was horrible. So all day long, I just didn't pee. And it was awful.
And it
was cold. And now it's like, I'm not kidding, 10 o'clock at night. And they move us and we're right like dead center. And I just all of a sudden I could not contain it anymore. And it was It wasn't
you
just
burst.
Like, it wasn't, right, burst is the word, because it wasn't just like, oh, I'll just let a little dribble down my leg. It was more like, and I was wearing a skirt and it like almost flew out the front and forth. That was just like an explosion. And then it was like, I think it was maybe 2 degrees outside and it just hit the ground and just plumed up. I was just in this plume of steam. And then I had to ride back 2 hours on the bus in my wet outfit.
No one shared a clean pair of sweats with you. There's no locker to go shower in.
I did not make eye contact with anyone. Then I didn't go to school for a few days. I went home, just like cried to my mom. Oh God, it was awful. I was 13, a freshman in high school. It was just awful.
What kind of nickname did they give you? Pea
girl.
Yeah.
Not even a clever
one. Not even a, right.
707 says, I'm dying here. Bob has discovered her color guard hero.
Oh my God. I am no one's color guard hero.
415 says, type 1 diabetes is insulin dependent. Your body makes no insulin. It can be fatal when not carefully controlled.
So that's type 1 is you got to take an injection of insulin on the regular.
There's a constant monitoring. That's what I was told about our neighbor, is that the parents are on that round the clock to make sure. And they've got him tied to an app, so it notifies them if the number drops to a certain point.
We are so lucky. The medical progress that we have made just in our lifetimes it's a freaking miracle. Like, you can lead a fairly normal life with what would have formerly been an absolutely fatal condition.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, Blake Shelton's legs and Live Aid's 40th anniversary.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.